Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about the difference between a clinical research nurse and a clinical trials coordinator. Now, the topic of this episode came from someone who emailed in. So if you have any questions or concerns about the industry, you can email me at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. And if it's one I haven't done an episode on before, it is likely I will do a video or a podcast episode on it. So email in eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in any of our programs, we have the resume review program. We have interview preparation, LinkedIn profile review. Those are our main ones. We also have career consultation. So if you're interested in any of those, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com for more information. So this person emailed in, and I'm going to read the email. Of course, I keep my emails. I try not to reveal too much information, just the main part. I'll keep your identity secret as always, guys. So this person emails in, "Hi there. I'm writing as both a big fan of the ECRG podcast and also an aspiring CRA. I have a question concerning job titles and would appreciate any input. Currently, I'm a final year nursing student in Scotland, United Kingdom. Throughout my studies over the last year, I've been volunteering my days off working at a clinical research center attached to my local hospital, namely working on COVID studies. After some months, I asked the PI if he would have any job openings within his team commencing this autumn. Fortunately, he explained he was impressed with my work and said he'd like to keep me on. In a further discussion, he revealed he was unaware what format the role would take and whether I'd work as a clinical research nurse or undertake a different title such as clinical trials coordinator. After the last discussion, the impression I got was that there would be room for some negotiation. My question is, if I'm afforded this choice between titles, are any better than others?" And he has "better" in quotations. "I'm a nurse by trade, but looking ahead further into my career, I'm curious if having a different title at this stage would be beneficial, or would it be better for my career prospects to have the clinical research nurse title under my belt, or equally, does it not matter? Any advice on which way best to navigate this issue with the PI would be much appreciated." So very, very good question about titles. Typically, when I refer to titles in this industry, I'm referring to, you know, the various titles that they put on job applications, but they're really the same job. So one example of that could be clinical research associate or site manager, remote CRA versus in-house CRA, you know, clinical trials coordinator versus clinical study coordinator. That's just to name a few, but they're really the same job. So the title doesn't mean as much as you would think, but I thought this was interesting because this is someone who wants to be a CRA. So it is very, very important to make sure that you get started on the right foot if you want to be a CRA the fastest. I'm very glad this person wanted to start their career in clinical research as a clinical trials coordinator or clinical research nurse, because that is one of my favorite roles in this industry. I feel like you get the best foundation for what clinical research takes, what it involves as a clinical research coordinator and at that site level. Now, it definitely has its cons. It can be hard to move up to a CRO position or a big pharma sponsor level position, but it can be done. And oftentimes they have these programs where, you know, they'll train you for 8 weeks, you know, 6 months to be a CRA, and those are great to get your start in monitoring. But to get back to the matter at hand, clinical research nurse versus clinical trials coordinator. Because of what he outlaid in wanting to become a clinical research associate, I would lean towards the clinical trials coordinator title. Because when people hear that, they automatically know what you do. They automatically know that you're managing studies. They automatically know that you're managing patients. They already know that you're preparing for monitoring visits. They already know. Clinical research nurse, that can have a few different meanings just based off the name. You could be a clinical research coordinator. You could be coordinating studies, but you don't know. You could be someone who just, you know, is a phlebotomist for clinical research patients. You could, but you don't know. So I think clinical trials coordinator has a lot more to do with actual clinical research. and managing the studies and knowing the protocols rather than someone who just, you know, collects lab samples and things of that nature for clinical research studies. So I would lean towards the clinical trials coordinator position. But what really matters here is the job description. What matters more than the title is the job description. What is the actual job you're going to be doing? Are you going to be managing studies? Are you going to be managing these patients? Are you going to be an expert in these protocols? That's what really matters. Are you preparing yourself with the experience needed to become a clinical research associate? That's what really matters more so than the job title. So if I had to choose, I would lean towards clinical trials coordinator, because you've already been a nurse. You've already talked about that. You already have nursing experience. So you already have that experience. So clinical research nurse doesn't necessarily change it that much. But this is not something I would, you know, be really indignant about if they wanted you to be titled clinical research nurse. The only thing I'd be really indignant about is the experience you're going to be getting. So I would really make sure that you're actually getting real clinical research experience with this role. And that's what really matters here. Not the title, because the titles change all the time. Like I said earlier in the episode, you know, there's tens of different titles for these different positions. Different companies call them different things. You just want to make sure that you're getting the right experience in order to pursue your clinical research associate goal and to pursue your clinical research career. That's what really matters. And, you know, yeah, that's what really matters, more so than the money. I'm sure, you know, the money is going to be the same either way, but you really just want to spend your first year getting as much experience under your belt as you possibly can, and then you'll know that the money is going to come later. So I hope this was helpful, guys. If you're interested in any resume review, any type of career consultation, this person emailed in. So, you know, I can only email so much back and forth. But if you want to book time with me, 30 minutes or an hour, we can go over your personal situation. We can go over strategies to get to where you want to be. We can go over, you know, how to apply. We can go over a lot of different things. What aspects of your resume stand out and will help you mostly. So we've got a lot of things that we can do. So email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.